Invited him, do you remember? This is the last story we read. Then he slept. Beloved came and made fun of him. He brought this story to tell you that, listen, you are not supposed to sleep. You are supposed to be awake always to understand this stuff. If you go to your mood and now you are daydreaming and blah, 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 you are wasting everything. This is what we talked about up to today. So, for today, let's see only one paragraph if you have time. Peter.
A drunken Turkish emir summoned a minstrel at the hour of the morning drink, and a commentary on the tradition, verily God Most High hath a wine that he prepared for his friends. When they drink it, they become intoxicated, and when they become intoxicated, they are purified to the end of the tradition. The wine is bubbling in the jars of the mysteries, in order that anyone who is denuded may drink of that wine. God Most High hath said, lo, the righteous shall drink. This wine that thou drinkest is forbidden. We drink none but a lawful wine. Endeavor through non-existence to become existent and to be intoxicated with God's wine.
Okay. Titles. And we know these titles are made up later, right? Some of them, like this one, are exceptional. Because in the title, you will see the explanation and blah, blah, blah. But here, you will see verses. A poetic stuff, which is quoted from somewhere else in here. That's why it's that long. And the story is a little bit more complicated.
A barbarian Turk came to his senses at dawn and, from crop sickness caused by wine, desired the minstrel. The spiritual minstrel is the bosom friend of those intoxicated. He is the dessert and food and strength of the drunken.
Ah, okay. It starts with this. There is this Turk, but a silly Turk, Ajami, and he woke up in the morning completely drunk. Then he was looking for more. Yes?
The minstrel led them on to intoxication. Then again, he quaffed intoxication from the song of the minstrel. That one fetches God's wine because of that minstrel, while this one imbibes the bodily wine from this minstrel.
Ah, remember, I'm talking about wine, right? There are two different wines. One is the meaning of the wine, which will connect you to the beloved. And one is real wine that will connect you to the fellow who will serve the wine. Yes?
Though both have one name in discourse, yet there is a vast difference between this Hassan and that Hassan.
Ah, Hassan has a lot of different meanings, which is better and higher and I don't know, blah, 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 all of that. So this is it. When we talk about being drunk, there are two different meanings for that. One is being drunk as a stupid fellow who don't know how to walk and how to do what, and the other drunk is me when I'm thinking about Shams. This is the difference, yes?
There is a verbal resemblance in enunciation, but what relation has heaven to a rope? The participation of a word is always obstructive. The participation of the infidel with the true believer is in the body.
Aha. Said, listen, when there are these similarities in the words, that will make a little bit, brings a little bit confusion, but it could be much deeper than that, because when you talk about believers and non-believers, what are you talking about? Listen, when you say this or you say that, you should pay attention not to exchange those meanings. Why? Because I brought you this story to explain this exactly. I'm doing it. Yes, go on.
Bodies are like pots with the lids on. Look and see what's in each pot. The pot of that body is filled with the water of life. The pot of this body is filled with the poison of death. If you keep your eye fixed on its contents, you are a king. But if you regard its vessel, you are misguided.
Yes. Do you remember we talked about this? Right at the beginning, book one, about that you have something in you. Right? And we are counting of that something being full of water. Your heart should be full of knowledge. We talked about this and said, oh yeah, and when you have this, you have to bring it out and take it to the king and all that stories, right? Here, he will bring it back and he will say, listen, what is in your heart deep down really? It could be full of the best knowledge on the earth, and it could be full of the poisonous stuff, because your heart could be full of hatred and fear and all the negative feelings. Then how is your life? But it could be the opposite. So what are you looking at? If you look at the pot, you're stupid. If you look at what's in it, then you are the king. Yes.
Know that words resemble this body and that their inward meaning resembles the soul. The bodily eye is always seeing the body. The spiritual eye sees the artful soul.
Aha. You said, now here you're talking about what? You're talking, right? He said, huh, in this talking, what are you looking? Are you looking to the form of my talking, which is the poetry and blah, blah, blah? Or you are looking for the meaning in here? This is the difference. A lot of stupid people, they look for the form of the saying. They don't look deep down for the meaning. Yes.
Therefore, the man of appearance is misled by the form of the expressions used in the Masnavi, while they guide the man of reality.
Therefore, I explain you. Therefore, in this Masnavi, whatever you're listening to, the form of it is nothing, it's stupid. The meaning is something which is could lead you towards something. Pay attention to the meaning in here, not the form of the stories that I bring or example and so on and so on. Yes?
He has said in the Quran, this Quran, with all its heart, leads some aright and others astray. God, God, when the Gnostic speaks of wine, how in the Gnostic's eyes should the non-existent be a thing? Since your understanding is the devil's wine, how should you have any conception of the wine of the merciful? These twain, the minstrel and the wine, are partners. This one quickly leads to that, and that one to this.
Yeah, that's how it gets a little bit complicated. Because these two feelings that I'm talking about, they both exist. Your problem is you have to be careful and choose always to pay attention to what's in it. Whatever you hear, think about it. What's in it? What's the meaning of this? Why is he all talking like this? Everybody is listening to this fellow and he's saying all this. What does that mean? Yes.
They that are full of crop sickness feed on the song of the minstrel. The minstrels bring them to the tavern. That one is the beginning of the course, and this is the end thereof. The witless is like a ball in his polo bat. The ear goes to that which is in the head. If there is yellow bile in the head, it becomes black bile. Afterwards, these twain pass into unconsciousness. There, the begetter and the begotten become one.
You see, the south, what I'm talking about, will go in your ear. Then from there, it should go in your brain. They should work together. This is how it works. Therefore, you have to be correct in all of them. You could have the real good form, yes?
When joy and sorrow made peace, our Turk awakened the minstrels. The minstrel began to sing a slumberous verse. Hand me the cup, O thou who I see not. Thou art my face, no wonder that I see it not. Extreme proximity is a mystifying veil.
Okay, and the rest I have to study it carefully because it's in Arabic. All the last four verses are in Arabic.
Right.
Why? Listen, what is he saying, yes?
Thou art my face, no wonder that I see it not. Extreme proximity is a mystifying veil. Thou art my reason, no wonder if I see thee not, on account of the abundance of the intricate perplexities. Thou hast come nearer to me than my neck artery. How long shall I say, O is a call to one who is far off. Nay, but I dissemble with them when I call in the deserts, in order that I may conceal him who is beside me from those who excite my jealousy.
Okay. The last part should read for you. But what did it mean? Did you listen to the last part? First, it was not talking anymore. He was not talking to you. He personally was talking with his beloved. Means he was opening his heart to tell you that it should be like this. Listen. Then talking to beloved in Arabic, poetically saying what? Saying, oh my dear, you're the best and I'm here. Oh, how happy I am that I have you, and all of this, which is the feeling, the passion inside, not the verbal. He was talking about the verbal meaning of Masnavi, right? But at the end, he will stop and he will bring you this poetic version. Yes. Then the next